Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mürselin. Seyyidina Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem teslimen kethira. This is Imam Zeyd Shakir coming to you from Zaytuna College. 30 lights for 30 nights. Ramadan reminders. Brothers and sisters, we've been talking about the Quran, its power, its relationship to this very special month of Ramadan. Its revelation started during this month. Brothers and sisters, engaging the Quran is critical to our success. Why did Abu Hanifa become Abu Hanifa, radiallahu rahimahullah? Why did Imam al-Shafi'i become Imam al-Shafi'i? Because they engaged the Quran. It's related from both Abi Hanifa and Imam al-Shafi'i that during the month of Ramadan, each of them would complete the Quran not once, not twice, not three times, not 10 times, not 20 times, 60 times during Ramadan. Abu Hanifa, al-Shafi'i, 60 khatams during Ramadan. Some people will say, well, I thought we weren't supposed to complete it in less than 3 days. Brothers and sisters, that's during normal times. During special times, we're encouraged to read it as much as possible to take advantage of the blessings of various times and places. So we're in Mecca, you go for a Hajj or Umrah, read the Quran in Mecca and Medina, the reward is multiplied. Similarly, there are blessed times. And Ramadan is one of those times, and the last 10 days of Ramadan is the very best and most virtuous of those times. So brothers and sisters, pick up the Quran, engage the Quran, aspire to be inspired by the example of Shafi'i and Abu Hanifa. May Allah be pleased with both the two of them. Brothers and sisters, the Quran is a cure. It's a cure for us. Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَنُنَزِلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَهُ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We've revealed of the Quran that which is a cure and a mercy for the believers. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to be amongst those cured by the Quran of our ignorance. Why are we here? We're here to worship Allah. This is what the Quran guides us to. This is what the Quran tells us. What is the purpose of this life? To seek the pleasure of our Lord, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless us to be amongst those who are guided, who are cured, who receive the mercy that the Quran can give. 30 lights for 30 nights. Ramadan reminders, Ramadan Mubarak. Kul amin wa antum bi khair. May Allah bless all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.